This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russia made its case to the world Saturday for its war in Ukraine, repeating a series of grievances about its neighbor and the West to tell the UN General Assembly that Moscow had no choice but to take military action. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
At the heart of Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov's address was a claim that the U.S. and its allies, not Russia, as the West maintains, are aggressively undermining the international system that the U.N. represents. Through an interpreter, he said the future of the world is being decided today.
It is clear to any impartial objective. The question is whether or not this is going to be the kind of order with one hegemon at the head of it.
He also took aim at U.S. support of Taiwan.
Washington is trying to turn the entire world and into its own backyard.
The West maintains that it's Russia that's aggressively undermining the international system that the U.N. represents. Julie Walker, New York.
South Korea's military says North Korea has fired a ballistic missile toward the sea off its east coast, extending what already has been a record-breaking number of North Korean launches this year. Seoul's defense ministry provided no other details about the launch, but Japan's Coast Guard reported that the missile apparently landed less than 10 minutes after it reported the launch. A day earlier, South Korea's presidential office warned it had detected activity suggesting North Korea was preparing to fire a submarine-launched ballistic missile from its east coast city of Sinpo. North Korea has now fired 32 ballistic missiles in 2022. That's the most it's ever launched in a single year. The launches have featured both short-range missiles and long-range missiles. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Saturday the Canadian military will be deployed to help Nova Scotia recover from damage caused by post-tropical storm Fiona. The Prime Minister also told reporters he would no longer be embarking on a previously scheduled trip to Japan for the state funeral of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, which is scheduled for September 27th. Fiona made landfall in Nova Scotia early on Saturday as a post-tropical storm. Hundreds of thousands of people across eastern Canada are currently without power after the storm downed countless trees and power lines and in some communities flooded out homes. Protests continued overnight across cities in Iran amid an explosion of outrage after the death this month of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini while in custody of authorities. AP correspondent Zara Shackley has more.
The young woman was detained on September the 13th for allegedly wearing her hijab too loosely in violation of strictures demanding women in public wear the Islamic headscarves. She died 3 days later in police custody. Authorities said she had a heart attack but hadn't been harmed. Her family has disputed that, leading to the public outcry. Protests have taken place in more than a dozen cities. According to a tally by the Associated Press, based on statements from state-run and semi-official media, at least 11 people have been killed, while a state TV anchor said the number is even higher. I'm Zaria Shakili.
7 Sri Lankans held captive by Russian forces in an agricultural factory in eastern Ukraine say they were beaten and tortured for months before escaping on foot as the Russians withdrew from the Kharkiv region. One said he was shot in the foot. Another says he had his head slammed with the butt of a rifle. The Sri Lankans recounted their ordeal to reporters on Saturday. 4 of the 7 were medical students in the city of Kupiansk. The other 3 were working there when Russian forces poured across the border in late February. They said they were captured at a checkpoint and held in the factory near the Russian border with about 20 Ukrainians. Thousands of Palestinians have held prayers in a small football field in a refugee camp in northern Lebanon for one of the scores of migrants who lost their lives this week when their boat sank off of Syria's coast. Saturday's funeral came as the death toll from the migrant boat incident rose to 89, making it the deadliest so far as surging numbers of people flee crisis hit Lebanon. The Lebanese army announced that troops have detained the men who allegedly organized the deadly trip. And our top story this hour, Russia has made its case to the world at the UN General Assembly, saying Moscow had no choice but to take military action in Ukraine. Marissa Melton, VOA News.